following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get in the zone.
If you want your car to last, protect your engine by changing your oil regularly. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $19.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage oil and a Fram Tough Guard filter for just $5 more. See store for restrictions and details. Come in today and take care of your car with the helpful advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings asking college basketball fans if you could lose 1 month to get more March, more of all this. Which month would you lose? 9% of fans said October. Top reasons? Too many kids hopped up on the nougat. And a guy wears one pair of snug-fitting tights for his Halloween pirate costume, and his friends never let him forget.
Well, there you have it. You can never have too much March at Buffalo Wild Wings, your March headquarters for brackets, wings, beer, and sports.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for this Monday. The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is in the books, from 68 to 64 and now down to 16. And as pointed out, there's always a couple of Cinderellas in there and your chalk, like there was supposed to be. And we will take a look at who's leading the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge here in just a few minutes. Also, Steve Sipple is going to join us from the Lincoln Journal-Star and his own talk show in Lincoln. And so he'll be giving us some time. See how spring ball has went so far. Answer the question, could Taylor Martinez really have gotten that much better in 2 months? Okay, we'll ask him about that. How they're going to fill in that line. It's just, we are with the day and age that we're in, we already know all the questions. We're not going to know any of the answers until they kick it off against Southern Miss this season, September 1st. So there you go. We'll talk about that. The play in the NCAA tournament. What happened with the Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos in all of their sporting activities over the weekend, and the Nebraska women's basketball team falling in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Jeff, our producer-engineer, glad to have you along with us. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'd love to hear from you via the Dent Popper inbox. All you have to do to email us is shoot the question, the comment, what stuck out to you this weekend, what's on your mind, we want to talk about it. 888-455-ESPN, and if you're emailing us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Found an interesting drive into the show, Doug. Our buddy EC is running down Highway 30 with his shirt off right before the show, when the Broncos open up negotiations with Peyton Manning. There's a lot of Bronco fans in the area. There's a lot of Tebow mania. Do they throw to this? What happens with Tebow? Is he gone? I mean, this is all happening in the last 5-7 minutes, right before the show started.
I don't understand why anyone would go to get Tim Tebow, considering everything that's going on in Denver, as far as, is he any good? Can he lead your team? Can he be your starting quarterback? I can't imagine his value would be much. But again, as it is with Denver or whoever he would happen to sign with or was working with, are you putting your whole future on the line for the hope of 2 years of Peyton Manning? And then what do? You're going to need another quarterback.
I guess they think they're that close in the next 2 years. Especially with the way the defense is playing, I think that's the only thing they can be banking on. obviously, you would expect them, if Tebow, if they're just going to kick him to the curb, which many, he hasn't got a ringing endorsement of confidence by John Elway. No one, you know, a lot of work to do. No one's ever came out and said, boy, I really see a great future for Tim Tebow from a front office perspective. John Fox certainly hasn't. John Elway certainly hasn't. So when you don't have a ringing endorsement, there's still got to be a lot of doubts in the back. And I know Tebow played well and threw a great pass against Pittsburgh. He had some incredible moments.
Against who?
The Steelers. Yeah, I dominated them at home. That was an absolute strike that, you know what, I think it was an excellent pass, and people think, well, he can build on that. Well, then the implosion came the week later, birth of the Patriots. Nonetheless, Peyton Manning, how much money are you going to pay? I don't know. The salary structure and all that, they've got to work through that. But it's just interesting. The Broncos seem to be, maybe the 49ers were back in it. Now the Titans, then now it looks like the Broncos are going to get him.
Matt Flynn goes to the Seahawks. Alex Smith, I think that's just contract fodder there. I mean, if you're Miami, do you really want Alex Smith? No. But Miami, they automatically the worst team in that division again? I mean, Buffalo's picked ahead of them. The Jets got to be picked ahead of them. The Patriots got to be picked ahead of them, don't they?
No, you're dead on. And I think Alex Smith, from that perspective, okay, he was going to get the deal done with the 49ers. Him and Harbaugh seem to be on the same page. All of a sudden, Manning enters the fray, and you're like, ooh. I mean, he's kind of on the outside. You know, he's looking in then. Now he goes back. I think they'll do the deal, and he'll be a 49er. They'll lock him up now. But there's a little pro football talk. Just like we said, before the show started, it looks like the Broncos have landed Peyton Manning.
NCAA tournament brackets, you're leading me right now. I took a big punch to the face with Duke not showing up on Friday. Again, when you fill out six or eight brackets, you got some of them right. I know I had Cincinnati in the Sweet 16 in one or two of them that I filled out. Our sheets of integrity, I had the chalk there. The two things that I had was Missouri going out early. I mean, of the things that we talked about that would surprise us, wouldn't surprise us, we're not getting on a soapbox here saying, oh, I'm right. Well, I filled out six or eight of them. But felt Missouri would be an early out. Felt Vanderbilt wasn't what everybody thought they were. And so maybe I think those are the two things that stand out for me. Virginia Commonwealth should have beaten Indiana, score 4 points over the last 10 minutes of the game or something like that. Murray State goes dry against Marquette. And what Matt Painter should be fired this morning as the head coach at Purdue. Run an offense. We'll get onto that in a little
bit. That's not Matt Painter's problem, surely.
When you tell your kid to stand out there when you know Kansas is getting another possession and don't run an offense until there's 8 seconds left, and then you lose the ball and you throw up bad shots, and that wasn't the only game. A lot of games came down to bad decisions in the end. Run your offense. Kansas is getting the ball back anyway. There's 53 seconds. Three straight possessions. Bad shot and two turnovers. They didn't get anything. They should have won that ball game. What? Run your offense. You got Robbie Hummel. You got two turnovers and you need a two. To win the game, you need a two. And Hummel's shooting a fadeaway three because that's what we do in college basketball. You didn't need a three. You needed a two to win.
Yeah, but if you said Robbie Hummel got that shot.
It was a horrible shot. There was like 13, 12, 11 seconds left. It wasn't like they were up against the clock. Just my observations. That game really got to me last night. Kansas is not who we thought they were. But the beauty of it is, North Carolina and Kansas, I mean, wow. Look at the other teams that are in there. You were on the NC State bandwagon. That's one of the ones you got. Anything else that was on the...
I love the Cinderella deal is what makes March. And we said on Friday's show, as chalky as Thursday was, and as basically blocked, because there weren't games that came down to the end, there weren't the action, there weren't the excitement that we were looking for. So Friday, you expected, oh, there's got to be some today. Well, there was some today. Okay, Norfolk State, great job versus Missouri. But then when you just it's not really a Cinderella when the next round, when you look like Norfolk State did, and you just throw up all over the place. And I hate that when they rise up to play this pretty good Missouri team, everybody thought a two seed, and then they just barf in a putrid way. How could you look any worse the second game? I hate when they do that. That ruins it. You know what? If you come from a smaller school and a smaller conference, that's great. I'm all for that. I thought that O'Quinn, the first day, couldn't have looked any better. You know when they, you know, he's best player on, I mean, people like him, the best player on the court. But then they just puke. That makes me sick. I hate that type of Cinderella deal. Because it's not really Cinderella.
They're selling their soul and everything they have just to get out of the first round. The second round is not their concern. Duke and Missouri are trying to put together a game plan to win two games every weekend to get to the Final Four. That's why that happened. Lehigh had that ball game won yesterday, kind of the same thing. Didn't score down the stretch, forgot how to play offense, forgot to keep attacking, and Xavier won that. Of all the Sweet 16 teams that are still out there, Xavier probably makes me the most ill because I think they're, I mean, South Florida should be in there, Daddy. South Florida had Ohio on the ropes. I mean, there was at least in this 32-16 of these underdogs, four teams that should have won the game, played better basketball for 35 minutes, and I know it's a 40-minute game, but then they just got away from what got them there. All of a sudden, oh my gosh, we've got a chance. Oh my gosh, we've got a chance. Lehigh did it. South Florida did it. Purdue did it. NC State's the one that didn't do it because Georgetown did hang there, and never could quite get there.
No, I text Noah Keller the other night and say, how are your Bobcats going to do? He goes, we're going to the Sweet 16. That was before the game on Friday, and I'm thinking, all right, Noah, great. Good job. I know you're faithful to your alum. You had a great career. Now they're in the Sweet 16. Should have listened. Never listened.
Looking at the Doug and Daddy bracket, here's how the standings are. We've got a four-way tie for first with 48 total points. Jeff Moore, Steve 1960, 13 Bear, and Go Big Red. Those are your four leaders. And then you have got three people that are tied for fifth. And then you've got a handful more that are tied for 8th through 13th. Then we go to 14th, and I'm like 160th or something or farther.
What do you do? Like you said, you're throwing darts anyway.
How are we setting here? How we setting as we go into the Sweet 16? In the South, I've got two left because I had Duke and VCU going into the Sweet 16, which it should have been VCU. So I got Kentucky and Baylor. How many of the four you got there?
Just Kentucky and Baylor. I got them both advancing, though, respectively.
Yeah, I mean, got Kentucky playing Duke, so I'm already out there in our sheet of integrity. I've got three of the four in the West because I took the chalk, even though this was I should have stuck by my laurels here and said Missouri was going out early and had them lose. Of course, I had Virginia beating Florida, and that was maybe the worst game of the tournament so far, was Florida's dismantling of Virginia. Is there a worse game out there in the tournament so far?
No.
South Florida Temple? I mean, the way that started, South Florida had a great second half. But
well, what was the game that we were watching? It was 15-12 with 6 minutes.
It was 19-15 at halftime, South Florida and Temple.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
So I got Michigan State, Louisville, Marquette, and Missouri. I had the chalk getting in the West.
Yeah, but I've got Missouri going out all the way there to the Final Four, so I'm kind of dead.
Yeah, I got Michigan State there, so I need Michigan State to get to the Final Four. And, man, it doesn't matter because I got Duke in the finals. That's not looking good. On the other side, on the East, I liked Cincinnati. They had to work to do it. I got three of the four, but I had Florida State in there instead of Cincinnati. That bracket's pretty good for me. Outside of, if I'd had Cincinnati there, I'd have been very. Oh, another game that was terrible: Gonzaga, West Virginia. West Virginia, horrible. But how's your East bracket looking?
Just Syracuse and Ohio State left. Had Vanderbilt and Florida State advancing because I listen to these people I respect and think they know basketball, and they have not a clue, Lumpy.
So I got Wisconsin and Ohio State. Why the hell? Wow. That's enough of that reference, by the way. Wisconsin and Ohio State in the Elite Eight is what I've got there. So I need Wisconsin to dispatch of Syracuse.
See, I had Vanderbilt advancing, so I got Ohio State, but I've got Ohio State going to the final game, so just staying them alive would be huge.
And then on the other side, well, nobody has those four. You probably got three of them, though. I got North Carolina and Kansas.
I do have three of them. I got NC State, was my 111 seed I had advancing, and the dart found the bullseye on that one.
I guess Georgetown, I'd have felt much better if VCU would have finished it, then we would each hit our long shot team, and nobody had Ohio. That was just one that everybody talked about, Ohio, and we talked about that last week. Everybody talked about Ohio, so that's why I went Michigan, because just everybody was beating Ohio down your throat, and in this case, they were right. So great for them.
Hey, you know, as our bracket's blown up, does Doug Gottlieb, oh, he's got Ohio left, because he loved all those 13s over fours. He loved every 12 over a five.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anybody, I mean, what's he got, three teams left?
Well, his bracket is horrible, but his final four, I think, are still alive, including Florida, he picked to win the West. So,
you know,
nobody else, obviously.
We talked about it on Friday. I said Billy Donovan's been one of those guys. Once he gets to the Sweet 16, saw a deal on Vegas Insider, the stats, like, against the spread, he's like 12-3-1 or something, Sweet 16 on. And so he's there, and they got a real shot. They got a real shot.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we're going to talk about Nebraska athletics, and Steve Sipple is going to join us. Yeah, we're going to talk spring football. But Daddy, I'll pose this, and maybe we can ask Sip, and maybe we won't, because I know he'll kind of poo-poo it. But a couple of folks were saying, you know what, where is Nebraska athletics right now? All sports. They're not in the tank, but we haven't had any postseason to root for. And here's what I'm saying. Football team. Regular season bowl loss. Lost to Northwestern. Didn't get to the Big Ten championship game, which they were predicted to do, and then they lose their bowl game. Volleyball team. Yes, they win the Big Ten championship regular season. Earliest bounce from the NCAA tournament in 17 years. Men's basketball. Really? Women's basketball. We get the excuse that the Big Ten tournament beat us up. Well, come on. The Big Ten went 2-5 in the first round and an inexplainable loss to Kansas last night. I don't know. They're banged up. I know that. When you got two kids in boots. But why Nebraska? I don't hear that happening anywhere else. But they had a good regular season. And still, with a sixth seed in the tournament, first round out of the NCAA. The wrestling program, worst finish in the NCAA since 2007. The baseball program hasn't made they didn't make the Big 12 tournament that took 8 of 10 teams for three straight years. And now you're in the Big 10, and you're 14-7. And the competition, what other sport am I missing? I mean, that's pretty much everything major, except...
Well, the women's bowling team rules, as usual. They won the final regular season competition. They're down there. That's right. Music City Classic. Smyrna, Tennessee. They defeated Arkansas State. The Indians of Arkansas State 4-3. Baker format finals. They entered the final round as a 3 seed, paired up with Farley Dickinson in the first match of the day. Huskers able to find a way and took care of business versus Farley Dickinson. Took care of that 4-2. Then they swept the 2 seed Central Missouri 4-0. Then they faced off with top-seeded Arkansas State and took them out 4-3. How they call them the Red Wolves now. See, I don't like that. They're still the Indians. Christy Mickelson, Phil's niece, earned a first-place finish.
The Huskers will now await a bid to the NCAA championships held in the Mecca of the bowling world, April 12th through the 14th, in Damon Day's favorite city, Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. It's awesome.
Maybe they can say hi to the guy that hosts Prices Right now. We'll take a break and be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Sipple will join us.
Hey, Mike and Mike again for P90X, where the most important thing is just getting started. And right now, there's a special offer. For just $14.95, you can try P90X 30 days risk-free.
And I'm telling you, the 30 days, you're going to know just how great you're going to feel, and you're going to know this is the right program for you. When I first started this, the first workout I ever did was chest and back, and it hurt. Let me tell you, it hurt. But after a couple of weeks, I started feeling great and couldn't wait till the next workout. Well within that 30 days, you're going to need to figure out... This is the program that's going to change my life.
And again, now for just $14.95, you can try P90X 30 days risk-free, and they'll even pay for the shipping. That's free shipping and a 30-day risk-free trial. Either P90X changes your life or you get your money back. Remember, this is a limited-time offer, so call 800-333-9595 or visit ESPNRadio.com/Mike today. Again, that's 800-333-9595 or ESPNRadio.com/Mike. Don't wait. Get started.
Do you like money? Stop by Kearney Yamaha today for the March into Savings Sale. For a limited time only, save 10% off any oil change in the service department and get a free safety inspection. Save 30% off luggage. Buy helmets for just $30 and get Tech Sport jackets for just $129. Don't have a machine? With over 150 pre-owned machines and all the new models to choose from, you'll find your dream ATV, UTV, or bike. And when you buy your machine from Kearney Yamaha, you get a chance to earn $200 in gift cards playing ladder ball. But hurry, the March into Savings Sale ends this Tuesday at Kearney Yamaha, where Facebook fans win prizes.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. AutoTech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let the madness begin.
Deron Lamb, right corner for three. Got it! Two huge threes for Deron Lamb, and Kentucky leads by five, 69-64.
The 2012 NCAA Tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
Catch every game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A blend of clouds and sunshine across the area today with a slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we top off at a high of 73 with breezy south winds. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, we're going to cool back to a low of 43.
Right now, it's 55.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you're enjoying the NCAA tournament, men's, women's, NBA basketball, some golf, some NASCAR over the weekend, a lot going on. Hope you are relaxing in your new recliner from Bruce Furniture, where they say the price of a piece of furniture or mattress that is marked in their store is the price. There's no fine print, no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, and they want you to have that furniture right and fast. They will put it in your home that day if you so desire, or the next day, whatever the story. If it's in their store, it's in your house, office, apartment, whatever it is. No need to move the furniture or clear a room before your Bruce Furniture delivery. They'll gladly take care of the heavy work for you. Bruce Furniture saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
From Lincoln Journal star Steve Sipple joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No, we're not introducing him as that. We're introducing him as finally coming on. He's come on to the dark side. He is now a radio co-host, 4 to 6, The Ticket, 93.7 in Lincoln. He has expanded. He's expanded. Steve Sipple joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Sip, I got to ask how you're doing. What do you think about this? I know you've had some four-hour co-hosting gigs down in Omaha, just kind of subbing in. Well, what do you think of this daily routine?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head there. I've never had to work 5 days a week in my life, so very bizarre. Monday through Friday. No, I've always had to work, but it is a different being locked in, because as a sports writer, you have flexible hours, and sometimes I might just blow off a Thursday or a Tuesday, and now I can't really do that.
Sip, spring football's a third of the way, or whatever they're saying is done. Were there anything that broke that was intriguing to you at all, or is it pretty much the same thing that everybody wants to know about Taylor and maybe the offensive line, but that's about all that came out of it?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, you got to meet, not necessarily. I mean, you got to meet Terry Joseph, the new secondary coach. And I thought that was illuminating. He's got a very strong presence. I mean, not only did you get to meet him that Saturday, the first day of practice, Pelini let the media watch practice. And I was really struck by Terry Joseph and how forceful, and in fact, he just took over. I mean, it was like he'd been there for 10 years. I mean, there's no question who the boss is when he's around that group of defensive backs. So that struck me, and you could say the same. And I just, you know, you probably wonder about Rick Kaczynski, and I just didn't have as much time to watch him. Certainly, he's impressive. Also, I like what I really think that fans should be comfortable with what Bo did with the staff. As far as personnel stuff goes, everybody. It seems like everybody's kind of once again gushing over Taylor, and we'll see how that goes as the spring progresses, and for instance, after we see the spring game. But I don't know what I thought from watching Taylor in practice. Everybody talked about his throwing mechanics. Now, I mean, I'm not exactly Sid Gilman, so I can't tell what a guy's doing with his toe and all that. But I can see the guy has a talk about commanding presence. I mean, you know, everybody talks about Taylor, the aloof Taylor Martinez, and he's like disengaged from his teammates. No, all you got to do is go to one practice and watch him. I mean, there's no question who the leader of that offense is.
Steve Sippel with us, and we'll get to talk about this all spring, all summer, and early fall about now this being his team, which what everybody tried to say when he was cooling Bo Pelini, he's just a freshman. But now moving into his junior year, every spring, Sip, you see injury news and you see maybe some roster moves. Kids move from one side of the ball to the other, usually on the line. Sometimes Bird. You might see too many quarterbacks, so you see some movement there. What's the most significant roster change from last year that could be an impact on this team?
Well, I mean, Daddy say something about Braylon Hurd. I mean, Braylon Hurd's move is probably the biggest one. I don't know, though. I mean, that just tells you basically that there wasn't anything huge. Because I don't know. I mean, Hurd's in a group of about six or seven corners that are fighting for playing time. And I would say he's down the list a little bit right now for obvious reasons. He just made the move. Now, he's talented, and you can just see watching him in that one practice why he might work there pretty well. But there's four or five guys you can reel off the top of your head with a lot more playing time, and tons more experience at the position. So that's definitely the main one to watch. Alonzo Whaley moved from Buck. Nobody talked about it because it was kind of in the works. He was a Buck last year. Now he's taken over at that. Well, not taken over. He's trying to win that Will linebacker position that Lavonnie David had, and you know he's trying to fight off David Santos and that kid from the junior college in California will be coming in. But you know, Whaley looks good. I like him. We'll see if he can make that adaptation. I mean, he's big. He'll give you a much different look than did David, because Whaley's in that 235 pound range, 6'1", 6'2", 235. So he gives you a different look. But that's the main thing. I mean, guys are going to move guys around in the offensive line. I mean, I don't know. Those are major shifts there, because they're always kind of doing that. But yeah, I'd say Hurd's the biggest one.
Sip, everybody's happy with Maher and the kicking and punting duties, of course, being all Big Ten. One loss there, though, was Austin Cassidy did hold the ball for him. He moves on. Who replaces who's at the holder?
Oh, God, we had a note about that the other day, and I can't remember.
Well, Sip, I know.
When you start asking questions about the damn holder.
I thought we didn't talk about third string.
Sorry.
Sip, have you heard Tyson Brockmeyer's name? They put him there for like one or two practices before he got hurt last year. I know that might be a guy that's in the mix.
Oh, yeah, Brockmeyer is definitely a guy in the holder mix, and they like him. They like him as a quarterback. Now, it's probably a little bit to ask for him to be competing in that top group, but if you give me a second, I could probably think of it, Daddy. I saw that list of names, but it just...
I It's all right.
Like when you get down to the second string holders, I don't. Jesus.
it was a Kearney question I got watching basketball this weekend. They said, "Well, Cassie's moved on." I said, "Well, I'll try and I'll effort that for you."
Oh yeah. Well, I'm trying to think what that's. I just can't come up with the name. Doug got one there, but there. You know what? Here's what you tell him. There's about five or six guys they're looking at. So I don't know who will emerge from that group, but certainly Brockmeyer's in it. Oh, you know, there was another DB in there, a kid from Imperial, that's in there. That's also in line for that. There's a bunch of guys competing for it, truth be told.
Fair enough. Coach comes from New England Patriots. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Bill Belichick, something like that. He gives them an idea about putting Cotton and Kyrie Cooper or
Kyler Reed,
Ben Cotton on the field at the same time. Have you explored that at all with Bo, and what is, just give his thoughts on it?
Well, they've done it before, right? I mean, they're on the field at the same time on occasion. I would like to see it. Well, it looks like they're heading in that direction part of the time. I mean, you see what I see. That makes so many shifts. There's so many different personnel groupings. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see that on occasion. And I would like to see it on occasion because I think Ben Cotton is underused a little bit in that capacity. And, you know, obviously, Reed, you'd like to see Kyle Reed even catch more passes than the 15 he caught last year. But I'd also like to see Ben Cotton, you know, I'd like to see the ball thrown his way more. Because I think he can do a lot of damage. He's got good hands. He's a decent runner after the catch. He's not obviously doesn't have great speed. He just gives you that different look. He's so much bigger, but he's a great athlete. So I've always felt that they could use him a little bit more. On the other hand, there's a lot of guys to get the ball to right now, which is a good problem. But you know, you want to get the ball to Kenny Bell, and you'd like to see Quincy Enunwa be more involved, I think. Obviously, Jamal Turner is a guy that everybody kind of clamors to see, and Tim Marlow. Then you've got Tariq Allen rising as a perimeter player. So there's no shortage of weapons there, which is great for Nebraska.
They're talking now about Peyton Manning's deal. Could be 5 years, $95 million with the Denver Broncos. It could be the place where they start at. It's kind of like Steve Sipple's half contract from the Lincoln Journal Star and the Ticket down in Lincoln. You can check out Sip's articles, Husker Extra, everything that he's been writing on. He's talked about the baseball program. We'll touch on that in a moment. He's had an article on Whaley, Penzic. Do you think he's the front runner for the center position, Sip?
Yeah, I do. I think that. I think he's really going to have to step up because, well, I mean, initially I thought maybe that they'd move Spencer Long over there, the guard who was second team All Big Ten, and I thought he'd work really well there. But they're not going to do that. It's going to be, you know, those guys, Mark Pelini and Pensick and Justin Jackson and Ryan Reeves, perhaps Ryan Reeves, the redshirt freshman from Crete, are the guys they're looking at. Although now Bo's talking about they're looking at Ryan Reeves as a guard. But anyway, yeah, Pensick's definitely. I'd say Pensick is the odds-on favorite to win the job right now. Cole Pensick is, you know, he's the junior. He's number one. Mark Pelini, Bo's nephew, is a sophomore. He'd be number two, and then Justin Jackson, who's an upperclassman from Norris, who actually played D-line last year, would be number three. So. They have some options there, but I think Cole Pensick is the guy you're looking at right now.
Sip, switching gears to the basketball coaching search just for a minute. John Gross looks to be in the mix, looks to be one of the front runners. Are you hearing that, or do you have a couple other names for us?
Oh, I don't know if I'd even put a front runner on it, except I would have said Ben Howland. Ben Howland, everything that we heard right from the start, right from March 9th when Doc was fired, that their initial target would be Ben Howland. It turns out that he was their initial target or their main target, and they just couldn't get him. Brian Rosenthal reported that last week. We had heard that from the very start, and Ben Howland just is basically elected to stay at UCLA. Now, after that, it's really hard to figure. It's hard. I don't know about Gross. What I've heard is he doesn't want to coach against Thad Matta, you know, because they're close, because Gross coached at Ohio State, and, you know, did such a good job recruiting there. But I've heard he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to coach in the Big Ten against Matta. So I don't know if Gross is a guy. I've heard now that, you know, you kept hearing Greg Marshall. Now, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to that right now. I don't think they've talked. I don't know that they will talk. I guess I've heard there could be some things going on today. I'm not really at liberty to say at this point. But there'll be a name or two that emerges today, I'm guessing. I'm not really guessing. I'm thinking it'll happen. Like I said, I can't say it right now. But there's some things going on, but it's hard to say, like, right now who the main target would be.
Sip, do you think the next – during this whole conversation that's lasted since the middle of January when it looked like Coach Sadler was going to be gone – I've heard you got to take the assistant coach route. You have to avoid the head coach at a mid-major route since that's been the last three. You need to go the AAU route. There's been about three or four camps here. What camp are you in? Do you think the next coach will be a guy that's currently at a mid-major, or you think they're going a different route?
Here's what I think. I wanted Ben Allen. And I don't know. I don't like the mid-major. I'm surprised people are so interested in going that mid-major route. Because they've tried that, especially Ohio. I mean, yeah. God dang, of all places, Ohio. I'm really shocked that people want to go back to that. No, I would have preferred Ben Howland, and now I prefer somebody maybe coming down, like a Bruce Weber. I wouldn't say Tommy Amaker's coming down because he's at Harvard, but he's been at Seton Hall, Michigan. Tommy Amaker would have great appeal to me. So really, I'd prefer. And it's hard. It's hard to get a guy coming down like a Ben Howland or a Bruce Weber. But I like that. I like Tad Boyle, a guy who's, you know, he's at a, you know, quote unquote power conference, and he's kind of getting it done, albeit with somebody else. Players right now, but I look at guys like that. I just was really hoping they get Howland, because he's proven he can get it done. I mean, he's a tough hombre who gets things done. And I know all about the Sports Illustrated article and all that, but this is Nebraska. You're gonna have to deal maybe with some of that sometimes. Same with Bruce Weber. It didn't end up well for him at Illinois, but he's done some good things. You know, he's done some real good things there, and he's recruited fairly well. All you got to do is look at his current roster. It's loaded with talent. Now, it's soft. They were soft, but I think he can get talent. But I don't know. I mean, Tom, what you're seeing is Tom look at a wide variety of guys. I mean, we know they've talked to Howland, okay? So you got that on one end. And then you know they've talked to Rob Jeter. We know that. They've talked to Rob Jeter at Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So you got that. That's on the other end of the spectrum. So there's probably a few in between, you know, a low mid-major guy and a guy who's been to the Final Four. So, I would keep an open mind. That's what I'm doing.
Sip, Mark Boehm, your thought, I mean, he's... And he seems to be avoiding all the controversy when he's been there the whole time.
Well, I'll tell you why he avoided the controversy. Because he's a mid-level administrator. And I can't show me a mid-level administrator that comes up in conversation to get fired somewhere else. It's one of the more bizarre Nebraska conversations I ever hear. So we're going to go after Mark Boehm's job. I don't know what that would solve. I mean, have you ever hear guys like that come up? I mean, only in Nebraska. You know, the one thing you got to do, and I'm not any big Mark Boehm fan. I mean, it's not that. I just don't understand the conversation. It's an odd thing to me that we pick out an obscure mid-management guy and say, here's the problem. I mean, this is funny to me. The guy, you got to give him some credit for what's happened in the women's program. You know, I mean, now I know some people say, well, yeah, that's just Connie Yori. That's all her doing, and he didn't hire her. Well, that's true. But if you say that, then don't you got to say it's Doc Sadler's issue in the men's program, not Mark Bain's? Can't be both ways. So, well, I don't know, Daddy. I don't get that. Then he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's not. There's no pressure on him.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Last question. Nice article on Darren Erstad. Nebraska gets ready to open Big Ten play this weekend. If they can get the rain away, they've got still two games tomorrow and Wednesday against Northern Colorado. What are you seeing and hearing about the baseball program? We were down there when UNK played, and they seem to have a good aura about them, and talked to Coach Bolt, and we've had Coach Erstad on the air. But 21 games in. Is it just all about positive attitude, or what are you seeing that's making people happy, at least right now?
Well, I mean, they're hitting the ball. That's the big thing. I mean, they're not, you know, their starting pitching's not great right now. They're getting good, you know, they're getting good production from the bullpen, though. But what I see is guys like Michael Pritchard, you know, hitting well over 400, and Josh Sheffer, who's really turned it around from last year, hitting in the 400s. Chad Christensen with 6 home runs and 27 RBI. I mean, hitting the heck out of it. They're pretty productive up and down the lineup. They're just hitting the ball a lot better. I mean, they hit 270 last year, and they're 334 this year. Now you could say, well, we'll see how they are coming out of the conference, and that there's no truth. There's no question. There's that factors in, but that's what the thing I've noticed, and just the. You know, you get change, and sometimes there's just a different attitude. You know, you hear people saying they're a tougher team and the culture's a little tougher, and I believe that's probably the case, but, you know, we'll see after the conference season. We'll get a better idea of it. But I don't know. I don't think there's any question that the early indications are that, you know, this guy Erstad knows what he's doing. And Ted Silva and Will Bolt, it's a strong – the organization – seems pretty strong. I mean, the guys, they've won 14 of their last 18. They just got a 5-game win streak snap. They split with Cal. You know, Cal was ranked in the top 20. You know, they're 21st at the time. Now you get Illinois coming in here, and that's big because Illinois is a team you'd look at as one of the top 4 or 5 in the league. And really, Nebraska will really benefit from having Illinois come to Lincoln, and also Purdue, which I would say is the best team in the league right now. They also play in Lincoln. So there's some things schedule-wise that work in Nebraska's favor.
Sip, thanks for letting us pick your brain today and giving us a minute of your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, buddy.
Yeah. We'll do it again. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Sip. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, also now on the radio, 4 to 6 in the Lincoln market, the ticket 93.7. And that's what you've got with the Sip, our guest taken care of by our friends at Burger King, 2 locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Did you stock up on the green ketchup?
Did not, but I got one of those dollar chicken sandwiches.
Yummy. There you go. Hey, folks, don't forget to log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. You get your reward points that get you some great prizes. And today's poll question, which double-digit seed is most likely to advance to the Elite Eight? Xavier, North Carolina State, or Ohio? Xavier plays Baylor, North Carolina State plays Kansas, and Ohio plays North Carolina. Which one of those is most likely to advance to the Elite Eight? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, pick up your rewards points, and vote on our poll question of the day. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Forbes magazine suggests entrepreneurs and small business startups will put the U.S. economy back on track. It's National Start Your Business Month. And it's time to do your part today at LegalZoom.com. Take a look at the Inc. 500 list. You'll find over 24 companies started through LegalZoom. They're also helping thousands of contractors, property owners, retail stores, restaurants, and even doctors get their business started right now. LegalZoom saves you time and money, and you get total customer support. But it doesn't end there. LegalZoom offers continuing legal help through their legal plan, available in most states. They'll also throw in free accounting software. Sweet. Go to LegalZoom.com during National Start Your Business Month. and save even more when you enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your specific direction. For incorporations, LLCs, DBAs, and more, go to LegalZoom.com today.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A blend of clouds and sunshine across the area today with a slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we top off at a high of 73 with breezy south winds. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, we're going to cool back to a low of 43.
Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time to get into the fields, folks. And when you get everything planted the way you want, don't let it just sit there and not be as productive as it can be, because the folks at TNL want to take care of you. They're doing it in every state of the nation. They're doing it in nearly 60 countries around the world. It's proven technology that works. Call your TNL dealer or TNL Irrigation today. Headquartered worldwide in Hastings. You can check them out online, TLIRR.com. TNLs are easier on you and use proven technology that works, lasting value, and decades of dependabilities. All you have to do is experience the TNL difference. It's TNL Irrigation, making you more profitable immediately in 2012 as you go to the field. Daddy, Nebraska women's basketball last night. They shot poorly, but all the shots just looked flat. It was like they had come out from the first day of spring break and had no legs, had nothing to go, had nothing, just didn't have it.
Well, you never saw an offensive output like that all year, basically. I mean,
33%, 1 of 19 from three-point land. Hooper and Moore are basically a non-factor. Hooper's got the foot problem. They're coming up with three or four different ways to say that it's somewhat of a stress fracture. But
this is a team, you looked at jumping up there and them hitting back-to-back threes to get things started and get things rolling. It's 0-0 with 16 and a half minutes left in the first half. I mean, you knew Kansas, obviously, sounds like, they got them in a tempo deal. Nebraska really couldn't make any shots to get Kansas out of that. Kansas, one of those, they dumbed it down enough and they played their game. And now they get to face this Delaware team with this Deladon. Boy, if you haven't saw the highlights of this, 6'5" girl that took a year off of playing basketball. She has a sister that has cerebral palsy, got closer to home. She's a Delaware hen. Well, she is a player. 39 points last night in 30 minutes.
Now, again, she went to Connecticut, was at like one Gino Auriemma practice, said, this ain't for me. This is not where I want to be. Left, was playing some volleyball, then got the interest back, and that's why all of a sudden, that's the kind of stuff that never happens for the Husker men. The
go.
Best player in the country ends up in Delaware, and that's why they are just one loss on the season. So they play tomorrow night in Little Rock, Arkansas. Delaware and Kansas, probably a sellout.
Well, you've seen some of those crowds?
It's pretty bad.
It is not good.
You know, even though Creighton lost yesterday, Doug McDermott is one of four finalists for the Naismith College Player of the Year Award. Daddy, he didn't show enough in the tournament to make me think he's the College Player of the Year. I wanted to see Creighton win. I'm not that person that says, and maybe it's because I don't live in Omaha and just get sick of those Creighton, we're great and we're the best, although we never do anything. I mean, yeah, we win the Mo Valley once in a while. I mean, they won the tournament. They don't win the regular season. Blah, 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 blah. Here they are. And Doug McDermott just, ball wasn't going in as well. I thought Ekinike had a great game yesterday. He was there ready to play the big man in the middle, but North Carolina couldn't miss.
But it's just top to bottom, athletically, they don't see teams like North Carolina, you know, day in, day out. When McDermott got the shot blocked, was it Henson that blocked it with the left hand? And you're like, ooh, that was different than what I've experienced versus Evansville. I mean, you just got a feeling the level of athlete was just totally different, which it is in the ACC to the
And Danny, the Lincoln Journal Star came up with their all-state basketball and super state teams this weekend. I believe Omaha does it next week. I want to touch on that in a moment. Nebraska baseball went 3-1 this weekend. They lost yesterday 6-5. They're to host Northern Colorado tomorrow night at 6:35, Wednesday at 1:35. Then the three-game Big Ten opening series against Illinois begins on Friday night. We will be talking with the head coach at Illinois later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, the only Big Ten team that made the tournament last year. UNK baseball, 1-3 over the weekend, although the one was 24-8 yesterday. UNK softball, 2-2. Hastings baseball, 2-2 over the weekend of the Tri-City Storm. Gets two wins. They sweep Fargo 5-1 and 2-1. Adam Wilcox, who was on our show Friday, then goes out and stops 72 of 74 shots. That's way too many shots, but Wilcox is stopping them. They're back into sixth place. They're 2 points ahead of Des Moines, 1 point behind Sioux City in fifth place. They will host Omaha Friday, Dubuque Saturday. Dubuque is their next-to-last home game. And then we waited for Jaden Schwartz, and he did not disappoint. He scores the game-winning goal in his NHL debut at Tampa in a 3-1 victory on Saturday, the eighth Storm player to make it in to the NHL.
Wild deal. You know, you think, okay, he's going to skate around a little bit. To get in and contribute like that at the highest level of hockey, he was just here. That's pretty cool.
We'll take a break, look at those super staters, and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stay with us.
It's Colin Cowherd. GoToMeeting is becoming a requirement for business pros to collaborate with clients and colleagues. And now you can meet face-to-face all while online. Take it from me. Easy to use. I've done it before. One click, you're in a meeting. With GoToMeeting's new HD faces, it's amazing. You can collaborate on documents and presentations in real time, and you can see your colleagues' reactions. You're in New York, they're in L.A., like you're in the same room. Add so much to the meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. That's a huge bonus. I love GoToMeeting. And with new HD faces, it's like you're in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD faces today. You get it free for 30 days if you're one of my listeners. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting, it's becoming a requirement for business pros.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska is the ESPN Radio Superstation.
Monday night, bull fries and fries, only $5.99. The Chicken Coop, they're waiting for you. All your sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. All the NIT action you can stomach to watch during the week at the Chicken Coop. They got the horse racing on as well.
Women's hoops tonight.
Women's hoops, they've got it for you. Thursday and Friday night, they have all the hoop action for you. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Also, don't forget Monday nights. You can wing it boneless style tonight from 5 to 10. Boneless wings, 40 cents each. Minimum of 10 wings. Choose from over 13 different flavors. Check them out. Those are your Monday night specials at the Chicken Coop. Bull fries, boneless wings, the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Don't forget, we told you we'd mention the Superstaters. This is from the Lincoln Journal Star. On the girls' side, Michaela Shaw, Sandy Creek, all class third team. Now in their classes, Class B, Sydney Seaberger of Lexington, first team, second team, Chelsea Morton of Holdridge, Mackenzie Brown of Northwest. C1, Sadie Murren of Wahoo ends up being your captain. But Michaela Shaw, Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek, Hallie Bauer and Brooke Kissinger of Minden are on the first team. Jamie Kissinger of Minden was on the second team. C2, Courtney Aiken of Centura, first team. Caitlin Kumpke of Blue Hill, second team. D1, second team. Shelby Hemmen of Amherst and Rachel Mulberg of Elwood. And in D2, second team, Mackenzie Scupa of Silver Lake and Kelsey Biltoff of Lawrence Nelson. For the boys, Drew Ott of Giltner was named all-class, all-state, second team. And a third team, Connor Baronic of Ravenna. Then you go to the individual classes. Carson Bloom of Minden, first team C1. C2, Connor Baronic, Trevor Saborn, Ravenna, Lance Sponberg of Sutton. D1, Jake Olmstead of Overton on the first team. And D2, Drew Ott and Ethan Kreitz of Giltner, first team, Clay McNall of Loomis on the second team. Those are the All-State picks from the Lincoln Journal-Star.
A lot of kids getting recognized. That's what you expected to see, especially with the teams going down to state tournament and having success like they did.
Throughout the rest of the week on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jeff Erickson, by the way, back with us from RotoWire to get into your fantasy baseball starting on Thursday. So if you're at a fantasy baseball draft and you've got questions, concerns, selections, whatever you want, email us your questions anytime, and Jeff Erickson will be on our show Thursday to talk a little RotoWire fantasy baseball draft. Also, LoperLink on Wednesday. We will be filling in the week with analysts from around the country that are still in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Illinois head baseball coach going to join us here. It's all in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Kearney's best pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by you for 2012, an honor they don't take lightly, and would like to thank everyone who has helped them get there. So in celebration, they have drastically reduced the price of their hassle-free pre-owned selection. It's the best way to embrace this great award. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, they're all there for you at their two locations, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And we will get on out of here for a Monday.
Busy weekend in sports. Man, and it's not like we're overwhelmingly NBA fans here in Central Nebraska, but yesterday the action, you had the Thunder on last night. Durant continues to impress. The way LeBron, 400th game in a row in double figures, 400th. You don't think the guy just had a bad wheel and didn't feel good one night? That's amazing. That's amazing as well. And we don't really talk about it at all.
We want to thank Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and more great guests coming your way tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Enjoy your Monday. Don't get blown away. And we'll have more NCAA tournament talk tomorrow. We got into the high school spring sports season with soccer and track, and it's all underway. And we'll talk more about that as we progress, which is pretty good with the weather we're having.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.